Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Marnie Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. To the Transform Your Mind, to the Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Marnie Young, and sitting in the guest chair today is Gina DeVee. Gina is the author of The Audacity to Be a Queen, and we are going to be talking today on the topic, how women can cure the disease to please. Wonderful topic. Welcome, Gina.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Awesome. All right. So let me give you a short bio. And this is actually one of the shortest I've had a bio on Gina. Gina went from being a broke psychologist to a multi-million dollar women's empowerment and lifestyle brand with Divine Living. She has dedicated her career to helping women connect spiritually, start profitable businesses, and create wealth from a feminine perspective. Some of the women include Jen Cicero, who, fun fact, dedicated her book on money to Gina. Gina's first book, as I mentioned, is The Audacity to Be Queen, consolidates 20 years of experience in transforming women's lives through deep spiritual and feminine wisdom of queenhood. Yeah, that's right. We all are queens, so it's time someone recognizes it, huh?
Yes. And I think one of the first sentences in my book is, in every woman lives a queen.
Yes, exactly. I love that. All right, so as we start off, Gina, can you share your journey from being a broke psychologist to a multi-million dollar women's empowerment and lifestyle coach?
Sure. It's always so humbling to be sitting here and hear the bio, because I remember where I came from. My parents were school teachers. We grew up in the suburbs of Detroit. And when I became a psychotherapist, I didn't realize I became an entrepreneur, because I was just taught you go to college and you get a job. And then money came in the form of a paycheck. But I also went to church and I got the message of, and then you give your money away to people who need it. So it was like, I had kind of like a warped relationship with money.
Only 10%.
Yeah. Well, you didn't go to my church, because we were laying more than that on the altar. So,
all right.
So yeah, those Holy Spirit rallies got expensive anyways. So I didn't really understand it. And I was very squeamish about receiving money, but I always had a desire for the finer things in life. So I also racked up $75,000 worth of debt. Not all of it was from shopping. A lot of it was student loans and that kind of thing. But, right. It was a real struggle. And I just was taught, well, if you want to make more money, then work harder and work more hours. So I found I was working 75 hours a week, $75,000 in debt. And I was living off of $2,000 a month. And I was 30 years old, living at home with my parents. And I was like, this is just, something's got to get, like, there's got to be a different way, a better way. So I decided on geographical cure. I couldn't figure out how to fix my life in Detroit. So I was like, let me move to LA. Everyone there seems beautiful and wealthy. So I did.
But it's more expensive.
I don't know. Well, the way I was living was, it was expensive. The unlived life, you know, it's like you don't get those years back.
Right. Okay.
So I moved to LA and became a life coach, because life coaches start in packages. Yes.
Nice.
I started selling $6,000 packages, which sounds really sexy, except when you're selling one every 4 to 6 months. So not so sexy.
All right.
You know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So
that's right. Love that. Roomy. Yes.
Yes. So I, you know, found some teachers, like the internet had just come out, and found some teachers that were teaching internet marketing, and, you know, always had a great work ethic, you know, would go to the LA networking groups and, you know, to get my message out there, and then, you know, did the work, and one thing led to the next. The internet marketing thing, I was in the right place at the right time for sure. Mm-hmm. And, started selling my business programs and my coaching packages, and it's led me to where I'm at today.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So you learn how to sell. Yes. You have the content.
Yeah.
But you learn how to sell. And I tell you, I don't know if I should say I know, but the reason I say I didn't know is because I wasn't sure if this boom of was there before COVID. But it's definitely booming now. Everybody is selling coaching, and they're making big money on it, you know, because there's people that tell you how to, you know, put your class together and how to market it and do all the things that you learn to do. It's booming now. So that's amazing. All right. So that's a good story. And of course you're in LA. So, you probably picked up much more clients there than Detroit.
You know, it was interesting. It wasn't, I mean, I did, yes. And going to those networking meetings, at first it was meeting people in person, and then later getting the online pieces set up. So it was meeting people globally, really, who were signing up for my programs. And that's, you know, I feel like one of the blessings of the internet, there's plenty of curses, but one of the blessings is that we really have access to the global marketplace rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, but the West Coast was very kind of avant-garde, I would say, in 2004, 5, 6, when we were doing this, there were people that were like, kind of, we call them early adapters, and we got in early, and it's, for those of us that worked it, it's worked really well.
Okay. So that's amazing. Awesome. All right. But you kind of segued into a niche market. And one of the niches that you segue into as a life coach, and a life coach is broad, you know, is teaching women how to communicate like a queen. And one of the communication modes that you talk about that I find interesting is bitch mode in communication. So explain, you know, what that is, what it sounds like.
Yes. We'll take a let me take a little step back, and then we'll take a bunch of steps forward. So my you know, I shared with you, I grew up Christian, and my book is not overtly Christian, but it is based on the book of Esther in the Bible. Nice. You know, Jews know the story from Purim, Christians know it from the Bible, and for everyone else, it's kind of a Cinderella story, basically about the most unlikely candidate to become the queen of Persia. Became the queen of Persia.
You know, I'm gonna stop you there, because it's very interesting. I'm just about to record. I do a 5 minutes with Coach Myrna, and I'm actually talking about the story of Esther in one of my coaching sessions on the radio. So
I was like on a plane one day, and I've read the Bible through and through my whole life, and I happened to be reading the book of Esther that day, and it was for the first time it really leapt off the page. And I was like, this isn't just Esther's story. This is the story of every woman, you know, on some level, maybe symbolically, some literally, we've all been orphaned, exiled, taken out of our comfort zone, and really have been prepared for such a time as this. Yeah. And I just really saw it almost as the heroine's journey of us all, and started doing retreats and workshops on it. So really the substance of my work is about being a queen based on her story.
Okay. So where you got that from? I was thinking about, you know, when a man calls a woman his queen kind of thing. So that's where I was going with it. Yes.
It's that too. But I go through a lot more in chapter 4 in my book. So if anyone wants like the full Queen Esther story, it's in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so what I also realized is, you know, Esther was under an enormous amount of pressure. She had to risk her life. She like the king didn't know he had married a Jew. And so she had to expose herself, reveal who she was. She could have gotten killed. Mm-hmm. And even under all this pressure, she maintains what the scriptures say, a pleasing disposition, AKA a positive attitude. Well, I'm Sicilian, so I can be kind of fiery. One of the things that I do in the book, I talk about the archetype of queen really being our highest self. And then there's all these other archetypes that can show up along the way. And as you pointed out, the bitch is one of them. And it's, you know, I think that what happens is we, and I write about this in actually chapter 3, growing up, to feel safe. None of us grew up in functional families. Let's be clear. There's some level of dysfunction in every family, and there's some good stuff for everyone too. But, you know, with the way society set things up, we took either two routes. We took compliance, be the good girl, do everything right, follow all the rules, you know, or took defiance. And either both of them keep us out of alliance, our true self. And so what I found for myself is I lived so long as Little Miss Perfect and Little Miss Good Girl, and I was so compliant that when I was done with that, I did this pendulum swing into defiance. And it was because I still didn't really feel like I had power or was really in choice. So I would let these bitchy comments kind of flow out of my mouth when I was under stress or feeling cornered, because I didn't know how to be in alliance. And so that's one of the things that I teach in my book, is about how we can really speak the truth in love. You don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to not have boundaries. And you don't have to be this bitch about it either. So you can have queenly communication.
All right. So I know exactly what you're talking about, because people are always talking to me about tonality, where, you know, it comes across very aggressive when I say something, but I don't, if I'm annoyed, but it doesn't mean that I want to be a bitch. It's just my direct way of communicating. So, so what you're saying is that, you know, women can, you know, say what they want to say that's on their mind, but say it in a queenly way. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Okay. You know, speaking the truth without love, it's just brutal honesty, but it's brutal, you know? And so when you come from a place of love, you deeply, deeply, deeply consider yourself, your needs, your desires, what it is that you're looking to communicate. And you deeply consider the other person also. And so when you come from this place, what you're saying might not be popular. It might not even be well received, but it's, you will feel better about yourself, because you will know that to the best of your ability, you actually set up a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's basically so how would you define a bitch mode of communication then? Right.
It's only considering yourself and not the other person.
Ah, okay, got you. So you don't teach people to do that. You teach them to do something else.
Take a stand for the and. Deeply consider both people, yes.
All right. So that's probably a good segue to talk about the archetypes, right? You said there's four archetypes. One is the princess, the Martha, the saboteur, and the queen. So explain, you know, the archetypes, and maybe give us an example of the communication in them. And then we can finish up with the queen. Right.
Okay. Sure. I mean, those are four. I do write about many, many more in the book, but I think that we all can see ourselves like, when are we self-sabotaging? When are we being the martyr? Like, well, I guess I have to do it again. It always falls on my lap. You know, that's the martyr.
Yeah. Right.
Just saying, you know what? I'm not going to be available to pick up that slack this time. You know, that's a queen. Setting a boundary, saying it beautifully, and being unavailable. One of the qualities of a queen is being unavailable for lots of things, being unavailable for overwhelm, drama, other people's stuff, and also not being available to be the martyr.
Right. Okay.
Our next partner has a product I literally use every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted better gut health and an optimized immune system. Now I've been on it for 3 months and I love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It tastes like one of my favorite childhood drinks with a mild tropical taste. It's not just a great taste that I love though. With one delicious scoop of AG1, I'm absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and antigens to help me start my day right. This special blend of ingredients supports gut health, nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. I walk a 5K trail every morning and I drink a scoop of AG1 before I leave for my walk. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/transform. That website again is athleticgreens.com/transform and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance at the same time. I thought I knew my dad better than anyone. But one day my mom was telling a story I'd never heard before. That got me wondering, how many other stories didn't I know? That's why I got my dad Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your dad or father figure connect through sharing stories and memories and preserves them for years to come. Each week, Storyworth emails your dad a thought-provoking question of your choice with a vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you never thought of, like, what's one of your fondest childhood memories? Or have you ever feared for your life? I really enjoyed reading my dad's answers to these questions. Stories of my dad as a young man before he met my mom and how being an only child affected him. After 1 year, Storyworth compiles all those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book the whole family can share for generations. For Father's Day, give all the fathers or father figures in your life a meaningful gift you can both cherish for years to come. Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Myrna. That's storyworth.com/MYRNA and save $10 on your first purchase. That again is storyworth.com/Myrna.
So we talked about the, what did we miss? The princess?
The princess mentality, it's tough for us women because we're read stories from a very young age or most impressionable time about these princesses and that someone else is going to come save them. And that, right. You know, it's happily ever after. And like, there's sort of these perfect scenarios. So the princess thinks that there is this happily ever after in these perfect scenarios and then becomes very confused and very distraught when real life shows up. Because real life is not that way. And the queen has the wisdom to understand that. Right. But the princess is like, you know, you have your business and you go and make one post and it's like, why didn't everybody like my post? And I don't know, these are great comments or, you know, right. Mm-hmm. You know, in relationship where it's like, well, he's not showing up and saving me. That's his job. He's supposed to do that, you know. So for all of us to get out of the princess mentality and develop the emotional maturity and the wisdom that a queen has, that life isn't perfect. Life isn't fair. It doesn't mean it's horrible though either. It's just the way it is. And then finding your place of contribution in it.
Right. I love that. Okay. Well, yeah. One of the things I loved about Queen Esther's story is, you're right. She was pushed into this position, to save her people. And, she embraced it. I love the fact when she knew how to talk to the king, right? She knew how to, in fact, I wrote that down. Maybe that's the way that I'm going to, when I want to request anything from my husband, you say, if it pleases your highness, or, that kind of language that she starts out with. So that was, I found that very, very amazing that, she learned how to talk to him. She learned how to get what she wanted from him, and he gave her what she wanted, and it is the way she asked for it. And a lot of women per se have a way of asking for things that, maybe makes the man don't want to give it because you're not giving him the respect. She gave it all to him. So yeah, communicating to, like a queen and understanding how to get what you want from a man, I think that's great. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So our topic today is, how can women cure the disease to please? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're taking we're going off of Esther right now, but I didn't know she had the disease to please. But yeah, explain what that is and how. First of all, let's talk about the disease to please, and then how you go about teaching women to cure it.
Yes. So codependency is really what we're talking about here. It's when we are just operating to get other people's approval, love, admiration. And it's not really a preference. It's like when I was really codependent, it's what I needed to feel safe in the world. And so I was always monitoring, what does someone else want? What do I need to say that's going to make them happy, or that's going to make them like me, or is going to be acceptable to them? And so too oftentimes modern day women are just terrified of what other people are going to think about them or what other people are going to say. And it stops them from being in the relationship they want to be in, or starting the business they want to start, or being visible online, or speaking their truth. Like, there's so much that the disease to please holds back someone's truth that's going to keep them from their destiny. And so, really healing and healing codependency and curing that, so to speak, in our lives, it's one of the most courageous journeys a woman could be on, to stop needing other people's permission or approval. And, the more you give yourself permission, the more you approve of yourself, is going to be the way that you're going to attract people who feel similarly. And it's the more freedom, it's the way you're going to live a free life.
Okay. So, women, always feel, when they have the disease to please, is that they always feel that they have to give in order to get, kind of thing, that type of thing, being authentic and understanding their personal power is the way to not have to feel that you've got to please, whether it's your children, whether it's your man, whether it's your boss, wherever you feel that you need to please, so that in order for you to get what you want, right? You got to please. All right. Okay. So, tell us about your book, The Audacity to Be a Queen.
Sure. Well, you can go to divineliving.com/book, and there's all the links where the book can be found on Amazon or wherever else. And it's really the playbook for women in living the epic life, like following your desires, getting clear on what's true for you, giving yourself permission to do the big things, to do the fun things, to live life a pleasurable way, and from a real place of wisdom and groundedness. I talk a lot about the difference between being masculine and being feminine. There's a lot of fun with the archetypes in there. There's a whole section on money and strengthening your wealth consciousness. There's communication tips. So there's a lot of good stuff in there for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Because you, you started off in your profile, you talked about, the feminine perspective. So, mm-hmm. So how are you differentiating that, in being a queen, you know, how are you differentiating it?
Yes. Well, one of the reasons why I love the archetype of queen is because she's not all feminine. She's not a goddess, you know, or a mermaid or waiting for her, like, you know, prince to come in or, you know, while she's sitting on a rock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's not all like masculine, like I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm going to hustle and massive action and the Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk way of being in the world, or like that empowered masculine way. Within us, within both male and female, there is masculine and feminine energy. It's just that the Western world is obsessed, addicted to, really, to all things masculine. So the difference is masculine energy is all things logical, practical, predictable, linear. It's about action. It's about thinking. It's about so it's like those are all these masculine traits, and ultimately masculinity is about giving, and then femininity is about the spiritual, the creative, the playful, the passionate, the non-linear. It's the circular. It's about feeling, not thinking. It's about being, not taking action. And ultimately femininity is about receiving.
And I was just about to say that. Yes. Mm-hmm. The receiving, right. Mm-hmm.
And so most of us have seen people in positions of power, whether they're male or female, be the ones giving, in control, you know, initiating, taking that action. So that's what we have thought of when we think of success. And it's just a different age and a different time. And particularly women need to get better at receiving a compliment, receiving wealth, receiving attention, receiving good in their life, and letting there just be space and time to play, to be creative, to relax, rather than always working, being productive, being effective, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, really getting clear that there is masculine energy and there is feminine energy. And when do you use which quality rather than just having the default mode be all things masculine?
Have you ever tried CBD looking for relief, but CBD just isn't cutting it? Try Delta 8 THC, CBD's older brother that actually works and make you feel relaxed. Delta Munchies is revolutionizing the way you consume cannabis by skipping the dispensary and shipping straight to your door. They come in a variety of products, ranging from vapes, delicious gummies, tinctures, and more. So skip the line and find relief with Delta Munchies. Head over to deltamunchies.com and use code TRANSFORM20 for 20% off your order. That is DeltaMunchies.com. Today's podcast is sponsored by my favorite fitness podcast, the Fit, Healthy, and Happy Podcast. The Fit, Healthy, and Happy Podcast is available on all podcast platforms, including iTunes and Spotify. The podcast is run by Josh and Kylie and does an amazing job at teaching, inspiring, and educating about fitness and how to become a healthier and happier person. They go a level deeper than most and really try to get to the root of real people's fitness problems. Listeners will see a change in their fitness, health, and happiness. These guys are the real deal, and their podcast is one you're going to need to give a listen if you want to lose that weight and gain confidence. Josh and Kylie give you all the knowledge and secrets with none of the nonsense. Download the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast because this is the podcast for you. Once again, that is Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast, and you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to live a more free, healthy, and abundant life? Let us show you how by transforming your yard into a food forest and creating a system of self-reliance that's easy and enjoyable. A food forest is a low-maintenance, sustainable, permanent food production system designed to mimic natural and diverse forestry systems. Animals, plants, fungi, and other interactions are carefully balanced within our designs to create harmonious and healthy environments for your food to grow. The custom design we have created for you and your family will be the foundation of your home food system. Food Forest incorporates 7 layers of edible plants, including fruit and nut trees, shrubs, herbs, vines, mushrooms, and perennial vegetables. A food forest is thoughtfully designed to produce maximum nutrition, beauty, and abundance. Head over to foodforestabundance.com and start your journey to creating abundance in your backyard. Use coupon code FOOD22 to save 5% as we help you create a low-maintenance Garden of Eden for you, your family, or your community. That website again is foodforestabundance.com.
Yeah, that's a good one because you're right. Women has a problem receiving. You know, they're always, it's almost the same. It almost can connect to the disease to please because they always want to give. And when it's time to receive, they don't know how to receive. I tell my daughter all the time the same thing. They've got to learn to, know how to receive, you know. I mean, I'm the same way as well. I mean, I know how to receive, but I'm much more comfortable giving, you know what I mean? And you're right. It is, you know, it is kind of the masculine energy, because if you were to think about it, if you're in a relationship with a man, like an alpha male, and he wants to be the person that's giving, right, then you have to be switched over and be the one that's receiving. And where the friction comes is when you're both in that alpha male energy, you always want to do and do and do, and you don't want to receive. I remember listening to an author once talk about her book, she was talking about the fact that sometimes you have to be cake and sometimes you have to be ice cream. That's the same kind of... That's right. You've got to, and what she was saying is that you switch roles, right? You're not always the cake and you're not always the ice cream. Sometimes mm-hmm. you flip it around. So, which is the same thing that you probably, you know, teaching your clients about and talking about in your book, that you don't want to be masculine all the time and you don't want to be, you've got to know when to be feminine, especially when you're in the space with the masculine. He's not looking for you to be masculine at that time. He mm-hmm. wants you to be feminine and receive. So that's awesome. But you are connecting it to wealth, right? How are you connecting it to wealth or creating wealth?
Sure. Well, in every area of our lives, but in terms of wealth, so depending on what you're taught or told, most of us have been taught money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work. If you want more money, you have to work harder. And it's about like work all the time and make sure you save up and, you know, save for a down payment for a home and save for money for retirement. So it's all this logical linear stuff.
Okay.
And the feminine way.
And you're saying that's the masculine energy.
That's all the masculine energy, right? And there's nothing inherently wrong with it. but it's kind of like a painting. If a painting has one color, it's, you know, one dimensional, and there's just other colors to choose from also. So it's not about not being masculine, but it's about incorporating the feminine. So, okay. You know, the feminine way is going to be creative, and it's going to take a look at it. It's like, well, saving money for a down payment for a house. The feminine is like, do I even want to own my home? Like maybe I would rather rent my home and have money to travel because that's part of my value system. Or mm-hmm. maybe it's actually smarter for me to take the money that I would have put into a house that was only going to make X amount over X number of years and put it into a different kind of investment that maybe didn't exist when our parents or grandparents told us save for a down payment for a house when real estate was a thing, you know? And so that's like the feminine approach of being more creative or spiritually guided or not so logical and linear, but being circular and looking at other possibilities that might even be smarter.
Okay. Yeah. I like the creative approach too. That's definitely right. You know, so feminine energy is definitely creative. You know, we were built to create life. So that's definitely feminine energy. So I like that. All right. So yeah. So is there anything else that you want to share that I didn't ask you?
I think the thing to really keep in mind, especially right now for everyone, I don't know anyone that's not reconsidering their life. Like with everything that we've all been through, everyone's asking, what am I doing with my life? And, you know, reevaluating, is this even where I want to live? Is this the relationship I want to be in? Is this a job I want, you know, or even if you have a business, like, is this the way I want to be doing business? So I really do invite everyone to deeply explore what else is possible. Because the truth is, we're not going back to anything. That world and era and consciousness, that is done and over. So world opens up. It's about new and expansion and expression and creative possibility. So, if you're yearning for something more, a better life, lean into that. If there's desires that you used to put off and said, well, I'll do that later when the kids go to college, when I retire, when there's enough time or money left over. What if you started with your desires? What if you prioritized yourself? What if you said no? What if you set a boundary when everyone's used to you being so available? You know, like getting into the best version of you. So that's really why I wrote the book. If you're looking for some help with that or some ideas or lots of stories from me and clients from around the world, there's all kinds of people reinventing themselves, transforming their lives, transforming their money stories, transforming their relationships, their bodies, their health, to really live an epic life because it's available for all of us.
That's awesome. Right. That's why I've called this is, you know, transform your mind. Yes, you transform your mind. You transform your life. You transform everything. You know, yes. It starts with basically your thinking. Right. So, all right. The audacity to be a queen, you're wrap that up for us in a nice little bundle. You know, how does everything that you teach circle back to being a queen?
Yes. So the book starts out about how the epic life is possible. Because we got to get back into dreaming. We got to get, especially us adults, we've gotten a lot of things knocked out of us, our self-confidence, things haven't worked out, you know, and it can be really tempting to just sit in the sidelines, take it easy, play small, stay safe, you know, whatever that is. So we got to get back into dreaming again. And then chapter 2 is on spirituality as your superpower. Look, I'm too old to be working that hard anymore. Like, you know, like it is time for us to really let spirit and God come in and, you know, we got to open up for miracles and we got to open up for big opportunities and, you know, in the way that, you know, the Bible talks about my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
It's also easier too, because, you know, they say you can work hard, but not work smart. When you get the help of God, in your plans and whatever, then you don't have to, you know, be doing it all yourself. You feel
you
like
will
you're
direct your ways,
source.
Right. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when things don't go your way, like being able to rely on spiritual principle, where that's where faith comes in. And you're gonna be miserable if you don't have a faith that this is all working for your good. And then we get into really exploring much more deeply the difference between masculine energy and feminine energy and what it actually means to be feminine. It's not just about lipstick and a manicure. It's a whole skill set and way of being in the world. Mm-hmm. And then in chapter 4, I talk about like the ultimate queen, Queen Esther, and how for all of us, this is our for such a time as this moment. We are all, you know, have been prepared to, you know, be of service to our people. So that's the real foundation. So then it's like, all right, well, we're all meant to be queen. And then we're starting to look at our lives, like what happened? Why are we not queen? So then we got to look at some of the unconscious thoughts and beliefs about self-sabotage and the disease to please and the comparison trap and, you know, kind of all of the lack of mind training that most of us have not had. And there's a lot of tools and exercises in the book that really train your mind for success to be the queen of your life. And then we get into the qualities of a queen and like what it really looks like to be a queen. Queens aren't broke. So then there's a whole section on money and financial abundance and miracles and around wealth. And then it's kind of bringing it all together. You know, a queen has a community. She's not a lone ranger, and a queen has a romantic life. And a queen is really a feminine leader. Like we've had so many examples of the masculine leadership, but it's time for feminine leadership in both men and women. And then ultimately we kind of end up with finally famous. Cause I think that deep down inside each one of us knows that we're meant for more. And so really letting your light shine and giving yourself permission to be as fabulous and brilliant and capable and successful as you know you're meant to be.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I love that. So thank you for, you know, taking us through, you know, through, you know, your thought process in the book. So that's awesome. I absolutely love that. Okay, so that's perfect. Yeah, so hey, you know, Gina is just, you know, giving us a synopsis of what you'll find in her book. You know, I love the way she broke it down for us with, you know, when should you be a queen or when should you have the masculine? When should you have the feminine energy? You know, yeah, queens are not broke, right?
Exactly.
Yes. And, you know, the queen is the leader. You know, we might think that, you know, a queen is the wife of a king, right? But not always, you know, and even if she's the wife of a king, yeah, she still has power, you know, you know, she still has input. She's still a leader. There's a section that she's leading and there's a section that he's leading. So yeah, so I love that. Perfect. Sounds like a great book. So where can, you know, I always have to ask this question, but it's almost a stupid question because everybody knows you can go on Amazon. But tell us where.
Where can you get the book?
If your book is not on Amazon, then, you know, I don't know why. But but yeah, tell us, you know, where we can get, you know, they can pick up a copy of your book. You know, talk about your website. You know, give us your social media handles, that kind of thing.
Okay, sure. Well, come on over to divineliving.com. And if you go to divineliving.com/book, you can get the places where all books are sold there. You can also get it on Audible. It's ranked, depending on the week, number 3, number 5 on Audible. So people tend to really like hearing my voice tell some of the stories, but the hardcover is really beautiful as well. And there's a Kindle version. If you go to divineliving.com/audacity, that's where you can get the free companion course to the book. So you don't even have to buy the book, though I want you to. You can get the free companion course there. And if you go to divineliving.com/app, you can get a free trial to my Q Club app. It's the place for all things queen. It's basically like queen Netflix. You can go in and get a prayer, a meditation, a cooking segment, business tips, motivation. And there's a whole social network in there. So you'll meet all the queens from around the world that are like-minded like you. And I do live coaching calls in there and stuff. It's really cool. We're doing workouts this month because it's wellness month. So we do some really fun things in there. You can listen to my podcast, which is Divine Living, or you can find me on Instagram at Gina DeVee.
So the podcast is Divine Living. Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. Well, I've made some notes of all that, and all these links will be found on first transcript of my conversation with Gina, and links to her book, The Audacity, the app will be, and as well as the podcast, will be on the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. So, yeah, so, right. And of course, Gina, I will definitely connect with you on social media and yes. And tag you, and everything is all ready.
Yes, everyone listening, take a screenshot of this episode and tag us on social media. We want to hear what your biggest takeaways are.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Yes. I love that you are, you know, you've got the book, you've got the / Audacity with your courses, and that app is excellent. Yes. Meeting all the queens around the world. I love that. I love that. You got to claim it, right?
Exactly. Yes. And you got to have a community of queens. So that's a
yes.
Good
yes. You have to claim it. All right. Well, that's Gina. It's been a pleasure. Definitely talking to you. I love the topic. I love the content of your book. And, you know, and of course, you are a psychologist. So it's coming from the mental background when you're coaching. Yes, you understand how much the mind plays in everything that we do, which is, yeah, perfect tie-in for the show, right? Transform your mind, transform your life. Yes. All right. Well, listen, thanks again, you guys, for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life. Go ahead and, you know, get a copy of Gina's book. I love that she's got it in Audible. That's where I consume 90% of my books. You know, I walk and listen. Beautiful. So everybody's doing Audible. You get your book on Audible. So that's awesome. Yeah. So go ahead and connect with Gina, download a copy of her book, and listen to her podcast, and you know, just understanding that you're a queen, you know. So you're a queen. Do you have anything for the fellas?
Yeah, actually, you want to know your woman more, read my book.
that's good. That's right. How to treat the queen. That's right. Yes, I love that. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you for tuning in. If you're not done so already, please rate and review us. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you know, I want to invite you. We're talking about life coaching now. I want to invite you to join my life coaching group on Facebook, just called Life Coach, where we're connected to a whole bunch of coaches that will help you to become a queen, or you know, if you're a fella, you know, understand queens. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Gina, for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge, and imparting on us that, yes, we are all queens. I love the story of Esther. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a podcast on it very shortly, because I was, you know, people are, you know, my pastors, and I've heard a lot of people talking about it, but right now, you know, yeah, I'm rereading the Bible. And when I read the story, you know, now, because like you said, you mentioned it earlier that, you know, when the teacher is ready, the student will appear. So a lot of times you read a book 5 years ago, and when you read it now, you get so much more out of it. Like, you know, your antennas are, you know, much more attuned. So yeah, when I read, you know, read the story of Esther, I took some points out of it that I wanted to teach on. So that's why I'm going to do, you know, the episode. And you took her as the foundational principle of your book. Yes, queen. So love that. All right. Well, any last words before we wrap up?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, go live your epic life if that's what you're here for.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys. So until next time, namaste.